Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. Oh my God, Donald Trump just finished what might be his most humiliating interview yet. And I wish that was an exaggeration. I wish that was hyperbole. In this interview with Terry Moran of ABC, Donald Trump reveals that he got tricked by his own staff, I guess, into believing that a Photoshop of Kilmer Abrego Garcia's hand was actually real. Trump tricked himself into believing, like actually believing, like it wasn't propaganda. Trump actually believed the propaganda his team put out. His team propaganded him. This is just utterly humiliating, this video that I'm about to show you. This is truly remarkable. So, just for context, for those who haven't seen it, I fucking still can't believe this. I still can't believe this. For those who haven't seen it, Trump put out this picture of him looking tough. It was tough face Trump with an image of what was purported to be Kilmer Abrego Garcia's hand. His knuckles or the upper finger. And on his real hand, on Abrego Garcia's hand, is 4 tattoos. There's a marijuana leaf, a smiley face, a cross, and a skull. Now, these are all pretty common images. Who knows what he could have, you know, been pushing from any of those. But, the MAGA folks tried to make this leap to say, you know, that series of images was a signal to use MS-13. They argued that the marijuana leaf was for M, the smiley was for S, the cross was for 1, and the skull had kind of like a 3 dots, so it was a 3. Who the fuck knows? I don't know. I'm not a gang tattoo expert. But what they did to make that point was they drew, like they photoshopped, and not even like not even well. This is like Arial font, like an M and an S and a 1 and a 3 on top of it. It's like a very obvious Photoshop. Like to the point, it's like not even really a Photoshop. Like they're just trying to show you like the connection between the images and MS-13. And so they drew that, then they handed him this printout of it, and he's holding it up there with his mad face, which is with his prisoner face, actually. It's important to remember that Donald Trump was also convicted of crimes, with his mugshot face. And he's like, look at that. So anyway, he puts that out, and that creates discourse and narrative. And there's people out there that were like, do you think that Trump realizes that, like, it doesn't actually say MS-13 on the fingies? And it's kind of like, how stupid could you be? And this is so unbelievably stupid that even somebody like me with Trump derangement syndrome was like, there's no possible way that the president could be that stupid that he thinks that this man literally has the letters MS-13 on his knuckles in an Arial font. Like, there's no possible way that he could be that stupid. He's that stupid. He's stupider than that stupid. Look at how he goes to the mat on this. He goes to the mat in the most humiliating way possible. He gets tricked, and he refuses to let Terry Moran get off this. Like, Terry had, I think, vicarious embarrassment for the president of the United States and wanted to move on, and Trump refused to let him. So we're going to watch it together, and then I'll catch you on the flip.
Even the man that you picked out, he said he wasn't a member of a gang. And then they looked, and right. on his knuckles, he had MS-13. Right.
There's a dispute
over
that.
Wait a minute. He had MS-13 on his knuckles tattooed.
Oh, he had some tattoos that are interpreted that way. But let's move on.
Wait a minute. Terry.
He did not have the letter MS-13.
It says MS-13.
That was photoshopped.
That was photoshopped, Terry. You can't do that. Hey, they're giving you the big break of a lifetime. You know, you're doing the interview. I picked you because, frankly, I never heard of you, but that's okay. Terry. But you're not being very nice. He had MS-13 tattooed.
Right, we'll agree to disagree. I want to move on to something else.
Terry, do you want me to show you the picture?
I saw the picture. We'll agree to disagree.
Well,
Here we go.
Don't Photoshop it. Go look at his hand. He had MS-13.
He did have tattoos that can be interpreted that way. I'm not an expert on them. I want to turn to Ukraine,
sir. Terry,
I want to get to Ukraine.
No. He had MS as clear as you can be, not interpreted. This is why people no longer believe the news, because
when
it's
fake
news.
When he was photographed in El Salvador, they aren't there. But let's just go. They aren't there when he's in El Salvador.
They weren't there, but they're there now, right?
No, they're in your picture.
Terry.
Ukraine, sir.
He's got MS-13 on his knuckles.
All right.
Okay.
Right, we'll take a look at that.
You do such a disservice.
We'll take a look at that, sir.
Why don't you just say, yes, he does?
I mean, where do you even start? This is why nobody trusts the fake news, Terry. You guys are fake. I'm giving you the real stuff. Have you seen the knuckles? He starts to get mad. Have you seen the knuckles? Have you seen them? Have you seen the picture? It says MS-13. And at one point, Terry's like, agree to disagree. I don't know about that, but...
He had MS-13 tattooed.
Right, we'll agree to disagree. I want to move on to something else.
Terry. Do you want me to show you the picture?
I saw the picture. Here we go.
Don't Photoshop it. Go look at his hand. He had MS-13.
He did have to.
But even later, he's like, no, Terry, then when Trump forces him to keep talking about it, Terry's like, no, we've also seen the pictures of his hand from the meeting with Van Hollen. And once again, good on you, Senator Van Hollen. This is why doing shit actually matters, because we actually have images of his hand. And I guess for the most stupid, subtarded people in the world, we need to, which includes the President of the United States, we need to demonstrate to them with another real image that no, the Arial font MS-13 is not actually on his fingies. Okay. So for the dumbest, most smooth brained grandpas out there who have lost track with reality and do not know what tattoos look like, it's nice now that we have the real image of Abrego Garcia with Van Hollen compared to the propaganda image that actually fooled the propagandist. So, no MS-13 on his real fingers. Just the MS-13 on the thing that Stephen Miller made on his own MS Paint, I guess. So anyway, Trump's just like, he won't get off it. He's getting mad. He's like, no, it's really on the fingers. It's really on the fingers. I mean,
he had MS as clear as you can be, not interpreted.
Can you imagine how humiliating this is? Like, have you ever been so wrong about something so obvious? You know, if you really were convinced that the moon was made of cheese. And you're like, no, I heard that the moon was made of cheese. And you start screaming at somebody in the office, it was made of cheese. Show me the other way. Show me proof that it wasn't made of cheese. Look at this. I got a meme here. The moon is made of cheese. That's Trump. Trump is going to the mat to make the case that the Stephen Miller MS Paint drawing of MS-13 onto Kilmer Abrego Garcia's hands was actually it. And so here's the thing. There's some other relevant things in that interview. Trump says he'll listen to his lawyers. So lawyers, it is incumbent on you to bring him back. And here's the other thing. Here's the most important thing. I'm going to stop laughing for a second. Here's the serious part. This is the meticulousness that these guys are using to determine who goes to the foreign gulag. Right? This is the due diligence that these guys are doing. That the President of the United States is so irresponsible, so reckless, so careless about who is being sent to this El Salvador prison camp. That it's just like, whatever. we're going to send them there based not just on the tattoos, but on fake tattoos that my own team made up. We're going to send somebody to fucking hell in El Salvador with no recourse based on fake tattoos that my team made up. Like, we're not going to try to make sure we got it right. We are not going to, you know, do anything to ensure the people that came here and fled communism, fled torment in their home country, looking for a chance at freedom. We're not going to, like, do any diligence to make sure that there was not somebody sent there wrongly. We're going to do the opposite. We're going to create the stupidest lies possible to rationalize sending them there. And these lies are going to be so stupid and dumb. Somehow they're even going to trick the president of the United States. He's going to even be fooled by the propaganda that you guys put out. So if you are Andre the hairdresser, if you are the guy with the autism awareness tattoo, if you are somebody, the person that went to Colombia to the third country and then came legally as a refugee as reported by the Miami Herald, if you're the guy that accidentally drove across the bridge to Canada and then was disappeared and your family couldn't find you, and you're an Uber Eats driver, if you're one of these people, this is what you're looking at tonight. And be like, this is the kind of diligence they did before they sent my brother, my kid, my loved one to a prison camp in a foreign country with no recourse. They did no due diligence. They don't give a fuck. They're going to send somebody there. They're gonna draw fake tattoos on their hand. And then they're going to scream at reporters and be like, see, this is why we sent them there, because of the fake tattoo that we drew on their hand. That's what this country is doing right now. It is sick. And I just, God willing, this insane interview where Trump says that he's just doing what his lawyers say, and that part of the rationale for sending him there was on the fake tattoos that his own staff drew on the man's hand. Hopefully that will be enough to awaken the Supreme Court from their slumber, and that this will be used against the government and used against Donald Trump on behalf of all the people that are wrongfully there in Sikote. Because you cannot possibly believe that these people, that the people that are trying to sell you the MS Paint MS-13 tattoo did the due diligence necessary to determine whether somebody should be sentenced for life to a foreign gulag. Anyway, so we can laugh at him. We can point at his face and laugh and laugh and laugh and say, you are the stupidest Facebook grandpa on the planet. We can also be very upset that these fucking clowns think that they have it in their power to take away someone else's humanity and send them to a dungeon from what was supposed to be the free country. That was supposed to be the leader of the free world. That's a fucking clown. That's not the leader of the free world. Anyway, subscribe to the feed. Thank you for watching. We'll see you soon.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.